Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Melamed from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman today. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Iyar here in the United States, and already Yom Shishi Erev Shabbat Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home as of several months ago, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Phil Keresh from the Associated Talmud Torahs of Chicago, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Keresh's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which we'll say together in Hebrew and English, followed by the Mishaberach for Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach Recholim, at which point Rabbi Keresh will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to answer the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's TehillimCall. One more time, that's TehillimCall. Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keresh.
Thank you very much, Brandon, for your warm introduction, and a good afternoon or good evening to everyone who has joined the call today. It is a pleasure to be back on this call, as I have had the privilege of working closely with Rabbi Herman for many years, and I am appreciative to him and to you, Brandon, for having me on the call today. Thank you very much. I wanted to speak about something that's almost unintelligible for the average consumer. To say that you get no parnasa this year, you get no livelihood. Now you're not going to do any work, but Hashem will provide. That is what the Torah demands of the Jewish people. For much of our history, we've been an agricultural people. We've been shepherds. We've been owners of farmland. And the Torah demands of us with rigidity, with strictness, that we are not allowed to harvest. We're not allowed to work the land for that year. Now, it's so hard for us to imagine because we have a little bit of a weakness. And the weakness is that we think we bring about the results of our own parnasa now. I sit in my office here in Chicago as we speak. And is there a direct correlate between the work that I do and the results in regards to my compensation? This highlights the Svas Emes, is one of the fundamental aspects of why the Torah pushes so hard that we should keep Shemitah for those who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Svas Emes teaches that Shemitah is deeper than just an agricultural rest. It is, perhaps more critically, a complete recalibration of our understanding of the role that Hashem plays in our lives. Throughout the 6 years of work, the farmer may think, Kochi va'otzem yadi osali esachayel hazeh, that my own strengths and my own efforts is what yields the fruits. From there the harvest flows. It's from my hands. Shemitah, says the Svas Emes, dismantles this illusion. It is exactly this break, says the Svas Emes, that forces us to repeat every 7 years the fundamental idea, this balancing act, this tightrope walk of hishtadlus on the one side, our effort that we put forth, and bitachon on the other, of recognizing that those things may well be non sequiturs in a certain way. Of course, we're all obligated to do our part and to work and to bring a parnasa, to bring a livelihood for our family, all of us. However, the results are not because I put in my 8 hours today, but rather because the Kodesh Baruch Hu deemed that I should have a certain dollar amount in my account, a certain level of blessing in my life. So that's what the Sfas Emes was pointing out. Look, we live in a culture that focuses on the immediate. We live in a culture where we feel pride if we make more money or less. That's not really up to us. That's not really within our control. The balancing act that we're speaking about is, yes, of course, I do my hishtadlus. I get the education that I need. I have to make sure I put in the effort that is requisite for the job that I have. Of course, I'm obligated to do that. Without that, we would not have fulfilled our obligations. This is a very deep and powerful message that the Sfas Emes is teaching us. For those of us who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the seven-year reminder. There are people, as I'm sure we all know, and organizations like Keren HaShviz that support people who keep Shemitah properly. Of course, what should we do here in America? What should we do for those who are outside of Israel, living in countries all over the globe? The answer to that is we have to make sure that we have a focus on our bitachon, because we don't have Shemitah in America. We don't have Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore we have to work on it. And it's our obligation to do so even more than those who live in Eretz Yisrael, because they have that constant reminder that every seventh year, the land lays fallow. We cannot allow for our bitachon to lay fallow. We don't have the luxury for that to happen, because we must fundamentally understand that we are not the ones who govern the outcome, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who governs the outcome. I'd like to share with you three prakim of Tehillim, and I will read slowly so you can follow along, beginning with Tehillim Perek Kaf, Psalms chapter 20. Amnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yancho Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, ומציון יסדקה, יזכור כל מנחוסך, ועולסך ידע שנסלה. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא, רעננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתו ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו מי שמקודשו, בגבורות יש הימינו. אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קראנו. We'll now switch to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalms chapter 121. Shir la ma'alos esoinai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim va'aret. Al yitein lamod raglecha al yanum shamarecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha Yad Yeminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareyach Baloyla. Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzecha Uvoecha. Tehillim Perkuf Lamed, Psalms chapter 130. Shir Hama'alos Mima'amakim Kirosicha Adonai. Adonai Shima V'koli Yihyana Oznecha Kashuvot Akol Tachanunoi. Yim Avonot Tishmorya Adonai Mi'amod. Kimcha asalicha l'man tiborei. Zisi Adonai kivasa nafshi v'libaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yechel Yisrael El Adonoi Im Adonoi Yachesed Beharbe Imo Fidus Yehu Yivdesh Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We'll now say Achenu, both in Hebrew, followed by the English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batzoro uvashivyo, ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzora lirvacha u'me'afela le'oro u'mishibud v'gula, hashta ba'agolo v'zman koriv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. We'll now say the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'yivarech es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayom HaGadol, Ad Lavohu Arava U'v'chol Makom Shehem V'Yabasha, Ba'avir U'v'Hayom. Yitein Adonoi Eso Yedeinu Akamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifnehem, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידר שונאינו תחתיהם, זיעתרם בחסר ישוע ובטרף ניצחון, ליקויים בהם הכסו, מאדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. We'll now say the Mishaberach for the Cholin, for those who are ill, and I will pause for about 30 seconds so that you can insert any names of those who are in need of a refuah shalema, of a complete healing. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, u'yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. עבור שאנו מתפללים בעבורם, יתחזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להאכלים עמל ורפוסם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם. ישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, סוף שחלו ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karish. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday, and I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all her help coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.